Blog
and
Talk
hello.
Radio.
Hello, party people. This is History Radio, and welcome to Gotham Talk. Welcome to the show. Tonight on Gotham, we're doing major catch-up. We're doing reviews from episode 15 to 22, the finale. We will end this show tonight, I promise you. I know a few of you have reached out on Twitter, saying, "Where's the finale? Why'd you guys stop?" Well, I was going through a lot of stuff, and then we kept rescheduling, and then Matt would get sick, and then I would get sick, and there's a lot of things going on, but we are back for this short little term. Let's see, our number is 347-637-3821. Again, the number is 347-637-3821. Let's see, we have our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Your always fan favorite co-host, Matt from Florida. What's up? And oh my gosh, oh my god, that Justice League trailer and Wonder Woman. OMG.
Incredible.
We have a lot to talk about.
I wanted to stick with Gotham for now.
All right. And no, it's just one thing I wanted to say is that from the Flash musical crossover, I'm singing in a talent show, Running Home to You.
Oh, no way. How cool.
Yeah,
I sang it to
a very good friend of mine in my day program, and she cried.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they actually, I downloaded the song. That was probably one of my favorite songs in that episode, and I sang it. And they all said, I've been practicing, and they said I do a good job.
Good for you, bro. Seriously, good for
you. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Gotham, even though I miss our podcast.
Right.
I mean, it's been forever.
Thank you for sharing that DC moment you had at school, in your program. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right, so tonight we have a lot to talk about, Matt, for a whole lot.
Yeah, heck yeah.
We're going, shall we say...
It's my birthday, by the way, in a few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Saturday
the
19th.
Early birthday.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'll be turning 32.
Oh, good. That's a good age.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Everything going good?
Too long. Yeah, it's all going well. All right, man, let's get back to topic.
Okay, so back to Gotham, yes. So I know we have a lot to talk about, so let's just jump in. Let's start off with how Riddler got his name. That's where we last stopped when they had that huge hiatus from January to April. Well, I don't know if you remember that, Matt.
Yeah, that was extremely long. I mean, gosh, I wanted Gotham to come back so bad. And on how they did the Riddler in this episode, OMG.
Yeah.
Wow.
So good.
And
they
more of
the Jim Carrey
Wayne.
Right?
Yeah, Jim Carrey, he had his moments. But this guy who did the Riddler this season was so, so good. And it was really a fantastic episode. And then Ivy is watching over Penguin at the very end. And then
I love Ivy. He's good.
I mean, yeah. And then that opening scene was kind of creepy with the clone Bruce Wayne pretending to be Bruce. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to season four.
Kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're being very smart on having Gotham on Thursdays at 8 and then in Arrow on at 9.
Oh, yeah.
They finally got it right for all the epic DC shows this fall. I cannot wait for when they all come back. I seriously cannot wait. All right. Let's go.
Here we go.
How about you?
Got his name? Let me read you a quick one-liner of the episode so we can talk about it. Enigma begins to introduce himself to Gotham as the Riddler. Bullock and Lucius get caught up in Enigma's mind games, and the Court of Owls reveal its next move. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
So overall, I really enjoyed it, yeah. Great intro to the Riddler, like you said.
Yeah,
I
loved it. I loved how they did the suit.
And let's just keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, next one is These Delicate and Dark Obsessions. That's episode 16 of Gotham. That one
good.
Originally aired a day before my birthday, May 1st.
Oh,
my birthday's May 2nd.
Well, happy belated birthday to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very
yeah.
much. But check this out. Ben McKenzie directed this episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I read about it online. I mean, wow, that episode was good. I loved the way how this guy trained Bruce through all of his memories and all that leading
mm-hmm.
up to the finale. I mean, I wanted more
yeah,
of those scenes.
The training started.
Every time,
that was good.
Every time these memories Bruce had of his parents being murdered, his funeral, and all of his training on becoming Batman. I mean, man.
It's all
so
getting closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Next episode, episode 17, The Primal Riddler. Some of Gotham's worst villains band together while the Riddler continues his conquest of the city. Gordon's quest for answers leads him back to the Court of Owls. Alfred begins to notice a change in Bruce. All right. What do you think about this one, Primal Riddler?
I thought it was pretty good. Was this the one when they did that Catwoman origin when evil Bruce pushes Selina out the window and it was that classic Batman Returns moment? I mean, that part, I geeked out. Yeah,
I think
they have those.
I think that one is.
Yeah. Yeah, and the part where Jim started to work for the Court of Owls and that very end scene, it kidnapped Oswald and Magma.
Oh yeah,
at the
there's definitely
Court
tons
of
Owls. All right,
yeah,
let's move on.
There was
episode
so much.
18, The Light. I'm sorry, Light the Wick. Gordon tracks down the weapon of the Court of Owls will use to destroy Gotham. Catherine and Temple Shaman reveal their next move to Bruce. Ivy comes to Selina's aid. So there you go. Selina is finally back in the picture.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was a pretty good episode, too. I mean, there's some more stuff with the Court of Owls, and the Riddler keeps trying to find
serious,
out.
Right?
Yeah, it was getting serious, and the Riddler was trying to find out what the court's plan was, and that they're going to destroy Gotham, and they're using Bruce for the point of it. And I did like more the memory scenes. This guy is showing Bruce, and I like that actor too. The actor who played that dude who was helping Bruce, he did very good.
Yeah, he's
very
good.
You've
seen him before.
I've seen him somewhere before. I just forgot what show. Somewhere,
forgetting. All right,
episode keep forgetting.
19. All will be judged. Gordon and Bullock are in danger when they find a crystal owl that reveals the most coveted secrets of Gotham Underworld. Nigma and Penguin must work together to get out of this tricky situation. So here we are, Penguin and the Riddler working together again. A brief time, of course.
That was good for a brief time, and then more of the stuff with Bruce. And we're not to the crazy Lee, right? Because that's not till episode 21. Or I think that's in episode 20. At the very end of this episode, Lee took the virus.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I would like going, no, don't do it. Are you stupid? Lee, don't do it. You'll go nuts. I mean, this whole plot point with the tech virus was just crazy this whole season.
The Alice
tech
virus. And that takes us to episode 20. Thank you for the little segue, Matt.
Yeah.
Episode 20 is Pre-Hate Machine. Gordon races against the clock to save the city from the Alice tech virus. Alfred sees a big change in Bruce Wayne, the shaman. Gotham's most deranged villains all band together. What did you think about this one?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it was cool seeing all those.
I love when all the villains are together making this, like, pretty much like what Bane did in the Batman movies, you know, band together
and
that destroy the city.
And then Lee was so dumb taking that tech virus. I mean, and then she encouraged Jim to do it. And then, man, I liked Crazy Lee. I mean, Gotham is just knows how to get you on the cliffhanger. And then, like, that one scene, oh, my God, when this guy was under the mind control of the Shimon, either he cut off his pinky or he cut off his eye.
The synopsis here. Destiny Calling, episode 21. We're jumping in. Destiny Calling is the 21st episode of the third season, the first part of the two-parter season finale, and episode 65 overall for the Gotham Fox series. So this was the first part of the two-parter finale. I mean, great use of also other villains like Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, and it finally
bringing back everyone.
Ra's al Ghul, this new actor playing Ra's al Ghul, I loved it. And then Bruce was on.
They're so cool. I love
it. Yeah, and they had the Lazarus Pit. Bruce killed Alfred under the mind control, and man, I was like, "What? Don't kill Alfred!" And oh my God, I was geeking out when you see Bruce Wayne in the Batman costume. Finally. Something we get for Batman on this show as a tease for the season finale.
At least he could start like making batarangs or something. Come on.
Yeah, season 4 is going to be way, way cooler. And then when Oswald, the Penguin, and Ivy and her army got back at Riddler, and he breathed in him, and then it's going to be
a good display
at it. Yeah, there's going to be a lot more with Ivy that in season 4, a lot more with Batman, probably a lot more with Ra's al Ghul. Maybe Jerome will come back. I mean, this season was truly a wild ride. And when Jim had to take that virus to escape the grave, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was the only way.
Boy. Yeah. And then when Jim killed.
Now let's jump to the finale here, episode 22. It's called Heavy Dirt Soul. In the 22nd episode of the third season finale, the part two of the finale, as aired on Fox, and this is it. The big cliffhanger was what, Matt?
Bruce Wayne becoming Batman, and he saved that girl of being
Mark. I wish I had the music.
Yeah. It was a great finale. I truly loved how they ended this chaos
satisfied.
On the city. Me too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I agree.
And I'm glad it's coming back in September. I mean, man, I just truly can't wait for them to do these more origin stories. And from that Comic-Con trailer, with Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I cannot wait for Scarecrow this season. That's going to be so creepy. Because we saw that origin story way back.
Do you like the Batman Begins Scarecrow?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I liked
it. Yeah, I love the way they did Scarecrow and Batman Begins. So are we good to start talking about? Are we going to end this podcast or do DC Comics Talk next? Or?
Let's jump over to DC Comics Talk. Give me like 10 minutes, okay, to call in. All right. So we're gonna wrap up the Gotham Talk. Any last few words that you have for Gotham Talk, Matt?
No, not much. I just thought it was a very fantastic, emotional season with this whole Alex Tech virus. I cannot wait for season 4. Thank you, Fox, for moving it to Thursday, and I'm sure season 4 is gonna be cool too. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Yes. All right, cool. Thanks. And we'll be doing a DC Comics Talk at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. So join us if you are listening. Thank you. Bye.